Unitico Spartans have come back onto the field and are making a warm-up lap as they go around this beautiful football field. We're still waiting for the Walton Warriors to come back on the field. Gives me an opportunity to remind you that coming up next week, it is going to be a CPR and first aid course offered by the Norwich Family YMCA. That'll be going on from noon until about 5 p.m. next week. And if you want more information, you can get that by contacting the Norwich Family YMCA at 336-YMCA or 336-9622 if you prefer. Or you can check it out right on their website at www.norwichymca.com. That all coming up next week, CPR course and first aid course in Norwich. So the calisthenics are being led by the team captains for the Unitego Spartans. And they will be having a few extra seconds. I wonder how much longer the officials will put up with not having things going as scheduled. They're still waiting. Now here come the Walton Warriors back out onto the field. And the people are making their way back into the stands carrying hot cups of coffee and a few hot dogs and other refreshments as we're getting ready to go here again in a Division 5 league game between the Walton Warriors and the Unitego Spartans. If we look at what these teams have done in the past, on week one, Walton managed to come in and get my notes down right. Walton defeated Whitney Point 18-16 week one, and then Walton went up on week two and managed to go against Oxford, and they won that one rather handily. If we look at what Unitego did on week one, the Unitego Spartans went down to Shenango Forks. They were mauled rather handily by the Shenango Forks, appropriately named Devils. 42-13 was the final there. But a very sweet victory was scored on week number two as the Spartans stopped the Sydney Warriors by a 32-30 score. So now both teams are back at the benches and just about ready to go, as we have the clock being reset to 12 minutes, and we will be having quarter number three of this ball game coming up momentarily. 7-6 is our score. Unitego leading by a single point over the Walton Warriors. We love to watch the great discussions that are going on the field below us as we are just about ready to go. Everybody is out except the players. All the referees and the officials are out there ready to go. We'll be having the post-game show coming up for you a little bit later on. As you know, at the end of every game, we give an offensive player award, a dynamic defensive player award, and an all-purpose player award. Those will be coming up at the end of the game, being brought to you by NBT, by the Catalog Outlet, and by Acco Brands. And we thank all of those folks for supporting us throughout the year. Yeah, I was waiting to see what it is, and they're going to be putting the ball down at the 25-yard line, so Walton will be kicking from there. Now, no one has shared with us what the penalty is unless they happen to call was it unsportsmanlike? I didn't see it called. Regardless, we're ready to go. Ball's going to be kicked off in there by Matt Sinistor. He has the ball teed up at the 25, and now he puts his hand up, approaches the football, low end-over-end boot that is going to be gathered down in there by Braden Beadle. Beadle still on his feet as he gets across the 40, across the 40, the 35, the 30, and down to the 25-yard line before he is finally tackled by two of the Walton Warriors, and we are ready to go, or we are underway. So for those of you who are weather watchers, all right, get the mic back in front of me. Those of you who are weather watchers, we still have cloudiness, but in the Walton area, no rain yet. It is supposed to come. Everybody's hoping it waits until after the game is over. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Number 41, that is Nate Wilsey, the big, powerful junior, getting back to the line of scrimmage and picks up about a yard before he will be stopped by a number of players led by Austin Kilmer. So the Unitego Spartans in the huddle. Now Josh Firebend comes out. He has his regulars in the backfield. The ball is going to be handed off in there to number 10. That is going to be Corbin Henry. But a false start is going to be called against the Unitego Spartans. Henry took that ball, advanced just a short amount, and then stopped his progress from there. The official will move the ball back, as they will get it down to approximately the 30-yard line, just inches high of that before they get ready to go again. Snap. Off to Firebend. Firebend goes to Kellen Comenda. Comenda right side, has running room, will get the first down, and then is going to be ridden out of bounds way over on the far side by Kilmer.
Flag on the play.
A flag has been thrown at the point in which the ball was run out of bounds. And let's see. Now the official comes in. And it is going to be a personal foul against the Walton Warriors. And they will mark the penalty off from the point of infraction down near the 10-yard line. It is going to be carried down now to about the 6. In other words, half the distance of the goal line. So Corbin Henry, who had not been one of the players that we saw a lot of last week, will take the handoff from Josh Firebend, and Henry gets his name written into the record books. This one coming up in the third quarter at 10:48, and we're going to be having Corbin Henry carrying one in. So he goes in from the 6. And as a result, the Unitego Spartans now go up 13-6. The kick by Firebend is going to be right on the money. So the PAT kick is going to be up and good. And we said before that fortunes do change from time to time. Initially, it happened to be a 6-0 ball game. Then it went 13-6. It went 7-6. Now, excuse me, it went 6-6. Then it went 7-6. Now it's 13-6. And now 14-6. So the Unitego Spartans managed to continue to add to the misery of the Walton Warriors. But don't take that as final, because, boy, that can change at any time. Well, we want to remind you that all of our broadcasts on WCDO are archived. And if you want to hear another game, you want to hear the replay of this game, you can go to the WCDO website at WCDOradio.com. And you go to the Audio Archives tab, and all the games are listed there. You pick the game that you want, click on it, and listen. It's as easy as that. All from the Tri-County Heartbeat, your station around the Tri-Town area, WCDO. End-over-end kick that is going to go and elude a number of players. And finally, it is going to be Jacob Wright who tries to catch that bouncing football. He will fall on it at about the 30-yard line. And the big 6-foot-tall junior manages to get into the spotlight for a moment. Play will resume from the 30-yard line, just inches high of that. Unitego has gone out to a 14-6 lead here with 10:44 showing on the clock. Period number 3. It is going to be Zant, who will go off to Kilmer. Kilmer tries the left side as Kilmer manages to carry across the 35-yard line out to about the 36. Gain on that play of about half of what he needed for the first down. Well, we keep reminding you that next week we will not be having a Saturday afternoon game. So we actually have 3 weekends this season when we have all of the local teams playing on Friday evening. That hasn't happened in several years. But next weekend is one of them. Friday night only next week. It's going to be Zant whipping around this time and putting the ball into the gut of Austin Kilmer again. Very short gain down to about the 39-yard line. So it's going to be a long two again. So third and about eight. About two for remaining. Gain on that play of short yardage. Well, Jim Hoover is the head coach of the Walton Warriors. He's watching from the near sidelines. It's going to be a handoff to Kilmer again, and this time it will be across the 40 to about the 44-yard line. Good for a first down.
Kilmer, the ball carrier, first down.
Now, if we look at the other man on the coaching staff, Gary Backus, Dave Gardepi, Matt Lammer, Jim Jacob, Kevin Rossley, Gary Williams, large coaching staff. They have a three volunteers that also work with the team. That's what makes a program successful, is when people can talk about a specialty and work on it from there. First and 10, and it's going to be a false start against the Walton Warriors, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. So what had been first and 10 from the 44 now goes back to the 39 and will be first and 15. Clock continues to run down to 8:45, period number three. Unitego leading in this ball game by a touchdown, 14-6. Have the clock on their side, at least at this point. Zant takes his time, sends a man in motion. That is going to be Rutherford, and the play will stay on the ground. It's going to be Kilmer who will carry it for a gain of about 3 yards as he will get across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Still a second, and we'll call it about 12. Clock down to 8. You notice how the fans in the stands can really be crucial sometimes. They'll pick up every mistake that anybody makes. A little bit of press talk going on, folks.
They can take my salary.
Right. Dropping back, and it's going to be Trevor Zant, and he is going to be met and thrown down hard in his own backfield that time. It looks to me like that happened to be DeJoy who stops him. Lucas DeJoy, who plays offensively as center, just came through out of nowhere and dropped the ball handler back for a rather large loss. The ball down inside the 35 to about the 34. That is going to mean a third and 20 now for the Walton Warriors. Split out to the near side. Tanner Goodrich. Man split out, but not so far to the far side. And again, illegal procedure is going to be called against the Walton Warriors. There are a couple of plays that just sort of generate false starts, and the Walton Warriors have been plagued by those here in this third quarter, specifically on this particular drive. You might say that the engine is stuck in reverse. Now it is going to be a third and 25 Again, Goodrich splits to the near side as it appears they're going with the same play again. The ball will be handed off in there to Derek Mead. But reading the play absolutely perfectly is going to be number 51 for the Unitico Spartans. And I don't have that number changed. 51 is Ethan Barber. I do so. Ethan Barber on the offensive unit. He is the left guard. That time he managed to stop any lengthy run with a great tackle. It's now a fourth down and kicking situation. The ball still at the 31-yard line. It's a low snap. The ball will be kicked away, but it is going to be taken and loose. It is going to be coming in Tanner Winchester, who tried to scoop that ball up. He was hit immediately. The ball was popped up. And it will be fallen on by the Walton Warriors across the 50 at the 44-yard line. So what they couldn't get on a drive, they get on a kick that was not being cleanly received. It was not the fault of the receiver. It was a very hard hit on him that knocked that ball loose. So now we don't have to change any of the paperwork. Zant will have the ball, and he will hand it off in there. Not hand it off. He's still on his feet. He was hit hard back in the backfield as he was crunched by a couple of players. He was hit hard in there by number 73 for the Unitego Spartans, and that's another number correction that I don't have. I had all of the home numbers from a week ago. I don't have them here at all. So you got a 73? Oh, yes, Joe Smith. 73 and, okay, he must have wore 74. Okay, sorry about that. All right. So anyway, Joe Smith was in on the tackle. And a man who has been winded is on the ground at the moment. They managed to get to Zant in the backfield. Zant shook away from both of those and managed to get forth for probably a 7 or 8 yard gain before he was finally brought down for good. Okay. Still winded in the backfield. Let's see who it is up off the field. He's okay, just simply really got the stuffing taken out of him. And again, it looks like one of those that when you hold onto your throat, it looks like you may have taken a shot up probably right between the shoulder pads. 5:30 showing on the clock. 14-6 is our score. Now the weakened player is okay, and it is going to be Josh Firebend. So Firebend and Joe Smith, we're back to hit the... No, it is not Fireman. This is going to be number 51. 51 is going to be Ethan Barber. So Ethan Barber was the man who was hit. Now he's walking off under his own power. Barber has been on play after play after play today. Just a good ball player. So while we're waiting for him to walk off the field, everybody else will regroup. The ball is spotted down at the 39-yard line. It is going to be second and still off a long five. You might want to call it six. Now the Walton Warriors are out ready to go. They trail in the ball game, 14-6, 5:30, period number three. And now the clock is started and we're ready to go again. So it's going to be Trevor Zant, long count. He'll send the man in motion. That's going to be Rutherford. He'll spin around and go off in there to Austin Kilmer. Kilmer will get the first down as Kilmer carries the ball down across the 35 as he will be stopped inches high of the 30-yard line. So now it is another first down for the Walton Warriors. 5:06 on the clock, and the clock is running. So Walton, who to start this drive got pushed back with a couple of short penalties on offense, now have things going their way, Rutherford goes in motion again, and it will be Kilmer on the handoff as Vance spins around, puts it right into Austin Kilmer's gut. Kilmer manages to get down across the 30 to about the 26-yard line. Gets about, what, half of what he needed. And all of a sudden, the Walton coaches breathe a bit of relief as all of a sudden things start going back their way and that they start picking up short yardage on every play. It's going to be Derek Meade split out to the left side this time. Long count again by Zan. Zan puts the team down, sends a man, Rutherford, in motion, and now goes to Rutherford, but Rutherford is going to be hit hard. Rutherford is 5'8", 142 pounds. He's a sophomore, and the Unitego Spartan line read that play perfectly that time, and there was somebody waiting to handle Rutherford, a quick stop. Ball will still be down high of the 25. So it is still going to be a third and about five. The trees on the far side of the field are whipping around a little more intensely than they had been before as the wind picks up here in Walton. Zant sends a man in motion. And now he will try to go to Kilmer, and the ball is going to be carried forward for a gain of short yardage. We'll have to see if it's going to be enough for the first down. It appears not to be. So it's going to be fourth and about one as DeJoy in there to make the stop again. So fourth and one, and Lucas DeJoy once again in there time and time again, making the stop. The Warriors taking their time to make sure they get things right. It will be a long count by Zant. Zant goes off to his money man, and Austin Kilmer will pick up the first down. So Austin Kilmer, the ball carrier, keeps that drive alive as he gets the ball down inside the 20 to about the 15. They spot it down closer to the 16. It will be first and 10 for the Walton Warriors there. 2 minutes, 10 seconds showing on the clock. Still a 14-6 score. And with that, we're going to have a momentary officials timeout. They were waiting for one of the Walton Warriors to tie his shoe. So now we're back in action. It was a simple equipment timeout. Two men split off to the right side now as Zant puts his team in motion. The snap and the play will go again to Kilmer and again to the left side, and we are going to flag, and it's going to be holding against Walton. So the Walton Warriors went off to Kilmer, and Kilmer tried the left side of the line, and he seemed to be going good guns, I guess is what you want to say. You couldn't call it great guns. And then all of a sudden, the flag came in the backfield. And with that, the penalty will make it now first and the ball put down at approximately the 25-yard line. It's going to be a first down again. Nearly 20, probably about 19 to go. So Zant taking his time in the huddle. That was one of the most lengthy huddles he's had. Splits Rutherford way out to the near side this time. He also has Meade off to the left side. He's going to pass. Now he tucks the ball under his own wing, and he will be met and ridden out of bounds. Coming over was Austin Hughes and also Nate Wilfie, and the two of them ride Zant out of bounds. Zant is shaken up just a little bit as they move that ball back onto the field. There was a short gain on that play. It is still a second, and we will call it about 12 as they will put the ball down at about the 18-and-a-half-yard line. 1:11 showing on the clock here in period number three. Unitego still leading at 14-6 in a hard-fought ground game. Most of it has been on the ground. Ball carried in there by Rutherford, and Rutherford tries the left side of the line, gets a little bit of running room. He will get down inside the 15 to about the 14. It is going to be third, and we will still call it a long six, maybe even a short seven. You can take your pick. The ball near the near side hash marks. Now the Walton Warriors coming out in a close-knit formation, and it is going to be in there where?
Meade, the ball carrier.
To Meade, who will get no gain at all. There was lots of activity on the part of lots of players, and you couldn't really tell who had the ball. Finally, it is Meade that comes up with it. They will place the ball down at about the 15-yard line. That will bring up a fourth, and we will call it nine. And the clock is running down, and that will probably be the end of period number three. It is both teams going to their respective sides of the field. The Unitego Spartans leading the Walton Warriors 14-6 here in Walton this afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves back here at Walton High School on a Saturday afternoon. Wise words from Egley Machine, stay in school, get ahead. Final 12 minutes of this ball game. The ball is going to be snapped back to Zant. Zant looking to throw. He has a man incomplete in the end zone, is making the big dive out there, but unable to catch the ball. You don't know if that is Goodrich or if that is Rutherford, and it is going to be Goodrich. Tanner Goodrich, a senior, 156 pounds, 6 feet tall, dives for it but could not get it, and the Unitego Spartans will take over on downs. So it was period number three, pretty much controlled by the Walton Warriors. Walton trails in this ball game, 14-6. Now the Unitego Spartans take over and get going in period number four. The ball going to be kept on the ground. It is going to be put into the hands of number 10. That is going to be Corbin Henry. Henry across midfield, across the 40, across the 35. And Corbin Henry finally brought down at the 33-yard line. And all of a sudden, the pendulum swings back to the Unitego Spartans. So, it just keeps on going and going and going. So, the Unitego Spartans, with lots of young talent, have all of a sudden been able to put it together the last couple of weeks. Josh Firebrand will go from the 33-yard line on a quarterback keeper and scamper into the end zone. So two offensive plays, and the Unitigo Spartans go the length of the field. That score coming at 11:28 as Josh Fryerman manages to run 32 yards into the end zone. Our score goes up to 20-6. Josh Fryerman's run that time was all set up by Corbin Henry as he made the gooder. Wow, the ball is going to be snapped back and reached up, and it is going to be Kellen Komenda on that fake snap that came back, and he was going to pick it up. Now, the play was blown dead, and I don't know. I guess they're going to say that it was a false start against the Unitigo Spartans, and they will kick again. That one came back. Kellen Komenda, who is the ball holder, took the ball and started to run with it. This time he's going to put it down, and it will be Josh Fryerman who will kick it off, but it's going to go wide left. So as a result, our score says 20-6. The Unitigo Spartans over the Walton Warriors. It's Saturday afternoon football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Harry Graves back here at Walton for you on our Saturday afternoon football game. With the score in the opening moments of the fourth quarter, the Unitigo Spartans have now lengthened their lead up to 20-6. Josh Fryerman's kick will be no good. It's going to be a low kick. It's not one of those high kicks. Well, it's going to be picked up and brought back to midfield. And that is going to be who? Number 17, the ball carrier. That is Jacob Wright, who manages to get back to about the 49-yard line before he is brought down. So we have seen ourselves a very, very, very good ball game today. It has gone back and forth with Walton just grinding out and controlling much of the ground game. But the Unitigo Spartans taking advantage of the breaks that they needed to get to, a lead in this contest. So now the Walton Warriors again. It is going to be a man in motion. That is going to be Rutherford. Dropping back is Zant. He wants to score. He puts it up, and it's going to be batted down. Batted down by number 10, Corbin Henry. Henry went up and had no interest in intercepting that ball, just batted it away. It was intended for Goodrich way downfield. He was inside the 20 already, so Zant put his arm to good use. The ball will stay at the 48-yard line in Walton territory, and it will be second and 10, 11:13 showing on the clock. Well, we have had our beautiful days under high pressure for the last couple. This game has been pretty much all under an overcast sky. Now a man goes in motion, and long count by Zant. Zant is going to have the ball handed off in there to, I believe that is Kilmer again. Kilmer manages to get across midfield, across the 40, as he will probably be stopped at, we'll call it the 37.5. So 11:06 as another first down is recorded by the Walton Warriors. And with that, Trevor Zant comes over to the near sidelines, gets the play, goes back to the huddle, and gets it ready to go again. Clock running at 10:45. So with a 2-touchdown lead, the Unitico Spartan defense is now determined to hold it that way. Man goes in motion. The ball will be kept on the ground again, and it sounds like a broken record, but the workhorse is going to be Austin Kilmer. And Kilmer, taking the right side of the line, just charges forward for another short gain as he will pick up about five. We'll call it second and five. Well, week number three of the season. Normally, we go 9. With any luck, maybe a 10th week of the season, because somebody will advance in the playoffs. We hope that you'll be with us every weekend right here. Anthony and I will be here on WCDO Sports. Oh, it's going to be Kilmer again, and Kilmer just keeps plowing his way through. Austin Kilmer this time testing the left side of the Y. He will be across the 25 and will get down to about the 23-yard line before he is stopped by Ryan Mizell. Just good playing as Ryan Mizell just sticks it to him again. So men split out both sides, left and right this time. Zant taking his time. He will keep it where the money is, right to Kilmer. Austin Kilmer trying the center of the line, picks up about 4. He is down inside the 20 to the 19. Well, I said before that throughout most of this game, the ground game has been pretty much controlled by the Walton Warriors, as is their reputation. No exception this time. One thing we don't calculate up in the score box, and we probably should, is the amount of time that the ball is possessed by each team. But it's definitely all been the Walton Warriors. Handoff this side will go to Derek Meade, and Meade going to be met at the line of scrimmage as he goes to the right side, and he is going to be brought down by the center of the Unitico Spartan line. Ball still at about the 18-yard line. We'll call it third and about 5. 8:14 showing on the clock, but it is running. Unitico leading 20-6 over the Walton Warriors. This time it is going to be Jacob Wright split out to the near side and Rutherford off on the far side. Ball going to be quarterback keeper by Zant. He shakes off one man. Finally, he is going to be met out there by Joel Van Alstyne, and Van Alstyne grabs him and spins him around and drops him down at the 20-yard line. That's going to be a loss of a couple yards on the play. It'll be fourth and about 7. The ball resting just inches high of the 20-yard line. So we will be having more football for you on Friday night this next weekend, but we will not have a Saturday game. All of the teams are going to be playing Friday nighters next week, and that does happen from time to time in the Tri-Town area. Snap comes back to Zant. Zant now wants to pass. He has a man open, but the ball is going to be dropped in the end zone. Not happy with himself at all is Matt Sinistor. Sinistor, a 5'11 junior. He just puts his hands on the ground in the end zone in self-disgust. He wanted that one so badly. So, once again, the Unitico Spartans have stopped a drive by the Walton Warriors, and it will be the Unitico Spartans taking over on downs as it just continues to go on and on and on. Anybody who's been listening to our broadcast knows, if you heard the game last night, that the Oxford fans and faculty and coaches ended up honoring one of their own last night as they named their football field after longtime coach Tony Abbott. Coach Abbott, taught in Oxford for 29 years and was the varsity football coach from 1971 to 1995, back in the days when they had that thing called the Susquehanna Association, put together some pretty dramatic records and a few unbeaten seasons, and happened to have a few league championships along the way. And a lot of players were on hand last night, all former players, to honor their beloved coach. And we were pleased to be there last night, and if you caught the ball game, you happened to hear the dedication ceremonies live on WCDL. So the Sydney Warriors now are just going to be sitting back at home. They're resting on the laurels of their victory last night, and it is going to be an opportunity for them to watch everybody else going. The Unitico Spartans now are just looking at it, looking at the time as they're ally, 6 minutes and 50 seconds showing on the clock, and they're just going to let things run down from there. Here we go. It is going to be Josh Firebend on the ground as he goes in there to number 10. That is going to be Corbin Henry, who has put on quite the appearance today. This time he manages to get out to about the 23-yard line, 24-yard line. They put the ball down at the 23. So it will bring up a third, and we will still call it about eight. Inside the six-minute mark, now at 5:55, ball, little short pass, goes out to Tanner Winchester, and Winnie manages to get through to about the, we'll call it 36, before he is going to be tripped up. And as a result, it's Tanner to Tanner. Tanner Goodrich stopping Tanner Winchester at the 36-yard line. It will be first and 10 now for the Unitego Spartans, as they will get the first down. So the ball being moved out to an advantageous field position. The snap, and it is going to be dropping down Josh Firebend. I don't know if he mishandled the football or just simply wanted to keep things going. He it is down there at the 36-yard line. We'll get it right. Stopped in there by Griffin. Since he lost about a foot on that play, we'll say that he probably didn't have a good grip on that football. Still a little bit too much time to go into a magnificent stall. It's still second, and we'll call it 10.5. This time the ball will be given off in there, let's see, to number 41, Nate Wilsey. And Wilsey does what Wilsey does best, is he just plugs his way forward and manages to get across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Wilsey is just a powerhouse of muscle when he gets his hands on that football and decides to go up the line. Doesn't go for the long breakaways, just goes for the grind them out 2- and 3- and 4-yard gains. 4:19 remaining in the game. The ball going to be carried by Firebend. Firebend will manage to get the first down. He's still up and finally runs out of bounds Firebend across midfield at about first the down. 48 or 46-yard line. Where is he? We'll have to see where it is. Our view is blocked at that end of the field, or that side of the field.
About the 50-yard line.
We'll call it the 50. He's down in Walton Warrior territory by a couple of lengths of the football at most. 4:10 showing on the clock. Ball going to be pitched back out to Tanner Winchester. Winchester just throws his weight down to the 46-yard line. Winnie that time going off with almost reckless abandon. Tries the right side of the line and hurdles himself up for about a 3-yard gain. And the clock continues to run. And Josh Firebend, the sophomore quarterback, just allowing it to keep going. So here we go. Men split on both sides this time. Second at about 6 or 7. And the ball will be handed off And it will be a, it goes to Henry, but Corbin Henry this time, they read his defense perfectly, and they'll just throw him back as he's going to be brought back to about the 49. It'll be third and still about nine in midfield. And the clock continuing to run down to 3:06 at the moment. Fireman in no hurry to bring everybody out. He's using the clock as much as he can. The snap goes back all by himself down at the 20-yard line. Is going to be Kyle Spaulding. And Spaulding just took that ball and actually ran to the sidelines at about the 10-yard line. As that was one of those where he had everybody beat. He was standing by himself down there. Just a beautiful play. But by keeping the ball down at that end of the field, you keep the pressure on. The clock has stopped. 2:50 is the time left in this ball game. The ball will be first and goal to go from just inches inside the 10. The ball goes off to Wilsey, so Nate Wilsey, trying the right side of the line, will get down close to the 5. As the Unitego Spartans now use the running game to their advantage. So you look for games that you really want to not get beat up on, and you look for other ones that you want to win big, and you look for others that you want to make sure that you boost your confidence on. And the Unitego Spartans are doing that today. Look out. Josh Fireman, quarterback keeper, and he is going to go in for the touchdown. So Josh getting another one here in the fourth and final quarter. This one coming with 2:10 remaining. And that one coming on a short run. So now it will be the Kellen Commenda and Josh Fireman holding and kicking combination again. The ball is snapped. Commenda gets it, puts it down, and Josh Fireman kicks it up and through the upright. So with that, the score now goes to 27-6 as the Unitego Spartans take a somewhat commanding lead. It's Saturday afternoon football on your station for sports, WCDL.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Josh Fireman kicking from the 40. It's a low end-over-end kick. It is going to be grabbed down by Christian Rutherford, who will get it at his own 40. He goes to the far sidelines before being pushed out of bounds, and it will be a run back of about 5 yards. So it'll be first and 10 for the Walton Warriors. The ball spotted at the 43-yard line, excuse me. And they will have 2:03 to work real magic. Unitego leading now 27-6. At least sports prognosticators around the area look at their point spread after calling this game. Here we go. It's going to be on the ground. If I dared say anybody, I would say Kilmer up off the bottom of the pile. Maybe it is not Kilmer this time. It looks to me like it was carried in there by Tanner Goodrich. Short gain on the play. Now you're saying Jordan Summers? I wouldn't argue Jordan Summers. Gain on that play, we'll call it of 6. The snap, goes back to Zant. He will hand it off, and the ball is going to be short yardage again as they will get to the 50 and about the length of the football over into Unitico Spartan territory. The clock runs down to 1:15. So it is a game that is nearing end and a game of a lot of really good plays for the Unitico Spartans. The coaching staff has to be very happy about this win. So here we'll go. Third. The ball is going to be handed off again to Derek Meade. The 5'7", 130-pound sophomore will get the first down as he gets down to the 46-yard line over in Spartan territory. And we are inside the one-minute mark at 43 seconds in the clock running. Once it goes into the sprint to the end zone, you see that flashing very vigorously. What could be the last play of the ball game coming up. The Walton Warriors out of the huddle, under 30 seconds now. The snap is going to be back and toss off at the very last moment by Trevor Van Zandt. He tried to run with it and then just sort of flipped it out at the very last second. There was no real intended receiver downfield. And now Zant taking his time. He goes down and sits down hard with 24 seconds as he took a shot in one of the leg muscles. And he is going to again be down just sort of shaking it off. And once again, we are going to be having a momentary pause in the action as the, we won't say injured, but certainly not comfortable, Trevor Van Zandt is down on the ground. Games around the area of local interest. It is going to be Dryden taking on Shenango Forks today. Green playing over in Newark Valley. The Unitego game with Walton, of course, is the one that you're hearing. And Seton Catholic Central is down at Harpersville. In games of local interest last night, Sydney over Oxford, 46-6. You can hear the applause for Zant as he's being helped off the field. Delhi over Unadilla Valley, 40-20 last night. Deposit Hancock over Bainbridge Guilford as the Bobcats went down to a 12-point loss, 26-14. And in a couple involving slightly larger schools, it was thumbs up for the Norwich Purple Tornado, 25-15 over Owego, but thumbs down for the Yellow Jackets as Susquehanna Valley shut out the Oneonta Yellow Jackets by a 49-0 score. Final play of the game, it's going to be a loose ball, and it is going to be downed at the 48-yard line. And with that, I think that you will just see everybody let the time run out. That's exactly what they're going to do. 6-5-4. And finally, the officials sit down, reach down and pick up the ball. As the time runs out, 27-6 is our final score. We'll be back with a very brief recap. And then we will have the award winners for this ball game coming up momentarily. You're listening to your station for sports and another Unitego Spartan victory here on your station for sports, WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Harry Graves without Anthony Beers this afternoon, as Anthony is a bit under the weather. He was very much under the weather last night, but he survived, and I thank him for his perseverance. But today, I said, sleep in, dude, and shake this thing so that we're back at full strength for next week. So the final score again, 27-6, the Unitico Spartans over the Walton Warriors. The Warriors ended up drawing first blood, went up 6-0 on a Quinn Harvey touchdown in the first period of the ball game. But then after that, it was slowly chipping away. In the second quarter, it was a 61-yard run by Tanner Winchester with a kicked PAT by Josh Firebend that made it 7-6 at the half. Then Corbin Henry got on the scoreboard in the third quarter. It was 13-6, and the kick point after was good, 14-6. Josh Firebend picked up a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter of the ball game to extend the lead out eventually to 26-0, and that was where it ended. It was a very fine performance by everybody today and a big confidence booster for the Unitego Spartans. Well, we end up with the awards at the end of every broadcast, our post-game show being brought to you today by the folks at NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years and always putting the customers first every single day. NBT Bank, member FDIC. They have the Offensive Player Award, and the Offensive Player today is going to be the name that you hadn't heard before, because even though he was there silently, and they put him into the spotlight today, and Corbin Henry came up with offensive gain after offensive gain, and ended up scoring one touchdown along the way. So as a result, he will get the WCDO tip of the hat as the offensive player for this game. Our post-game show also being sponsored by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet store, 4 locations to serve you here in Delaware County, Margaretville, but also nearby Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, the Catalog Outlet store. And for dynamic defense, we have to go to one of the unsung heroes who had been in there time and time again, offensively and defensively, and that has to be the starting center, Lucas DeJoy, who starts out offensively but really shined with a number of great defensive stops today. So the 5'10 senior, 165 pounds, gets defensive honors today. And finally, it is the All-Purpose Award being awarded by ACCO Brands in Sydney, supporting youth activities in the communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands, proud to be a local employer. And again, we go to one of those two-way men for the All-Purpose Award today, as Ethan Barber. Offensively starts out as a guard, and just did it time and time and time again. You kept mentioning his name today, and everybody else in the broadcast booth mentioned his name a lot today. So he gets the offense, the all-purpose award for this game today, being sponsored and awarded by ACCO Brands. So we look across the way. We see players with their helmets off. We see them jogging across the field as they will get ready to go back to the team bus, and it will be a pleasant ride back to Wells Bridge today as the Unitego Spartans have defeated the Walton Warriors 26-6 is the final score. It has been a pleasure for me to bring this game to you today. We wish our broadcast partner, Anthony Beers, a speedy recovery. We hope that you'll be in the stands next week for a ball game, because that's always the very best place to watch any high school sports event. In the meantime, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears today, and stay tuned for more continuous favorites to FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO. From Jim Hoover Field in Walton, New York, good afternoon, everybody.